A reading from Rachel's Holiday by Marianne Keyes. Once I had a good think about it, a rehabilitation place seemed like a good idea. A great idea, even. I hadn't had a holiday in ages. I could do with a rest, some peace and serenity, somewhere to hide and lick my Luke-shaped wounds. The words of Patrick Kavanagh's Advent floated around in my head. We have tested and tasted too much, lover. Through a chink too wide, there comes in no wonder. I'd read loads about the cloisters, and it sounded wonderful. I had visions of spending a lot of time sitting around wrapped in a big towel, of steam rooms, saunas, massage, seaweed treatment, algae, that kind of thing. I'd eat lots of fruit, I vowed, nothing but fruit and vegetables, and I'd drink gallons of water, at least 8 glasses a day, to flush me out. To cleanse me. It would be good to go for a month or so without a drink or doing drugs. Oh, whole month, I thought, clenched by sudden fear. Then the calming effect of the Valium soothed me. Anyway, they probably had wine with the meals in the evenings. Or maybe people like me, the ones that didn't have serious problems, would be allowed out to walk down to the local pub. A reading from Seeing New World by Ruby Wax. First, let me say, we've come such a long way from where we started. From a one-celled amoeba, a tiny pin-headed thing clinging onto a rock, to an evolutionary orchestrated masterpiece, our brain, which looks like a 3-pound piece of tofu. This jelly-like substance has more horsepower than every supercomputer that ever was squared. It has 2 hemispheres and various lobes that each play a crucial role. Zapping throughout our inner landscape are approximately 100 billion neurons, electrically transmitting information, sending it at the speed of light throughout our whole nervous system. A reading from The Sun and Her Flowers by Rupi Kaur. You call to say you miss me. I turn to face the front door of the house, waiting for a knock. Days later, you call to say you need me, but still aren't here. The dandelions on the lawn are rolling their eyes in disappointment. The grass has declared you yesterday's news. What do I care if you love me, or miss me, or need me, when you aren't doing anything about it? If I'm not the love of your life, I'll be the greatest loss instead.